This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thanks for tuning in to the broadcast today. We'll be back next week, so stay tuned.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free to give us a call. That phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Richard in regards to bacterial wetwood and a slime flux. It's a disease that will affect trees. So the ooze that comes out is what they call fluxing. It's basically colorless, and then when it dries, it almost goes like gets dark. It looks like the tree is wet. So I did some more research in regards to the slime flux, and I wanted to see if there was anything else you could do for the tree, Richard. There really isn't. Multiple articles that I read during the break actually said that trees can last for multiple decades with this happening.
Uh-huh.
And everyone says the same thing. They used to put holes in it to allow the sap to release and put almost like tubes in there. But they said uh-huh. they found that actually does more damage than not. It actually passes it everywhere. So that was the idea, was to keep it off of the outside so it doesn't kill the outer side, but it doesn't work. All these, what they're calling drain tubes, doesn't uh-huh. really work. There's no real cure for this that it happens. The one thing is if you're noticing any of the bark starting to peel off and fall off, that ooze can actually kill any plants around it as well. Uh-huh. But only if it's sitting on it.
The smell is just atrocious. I don't know.
Alcohol smell.
It's hard to explain, but it really. And I'm embarrassed to say this, but I didn't know what to do. I sprayed like a half a cup of bleach into it just to cover that smell up.
Yep.
It's just
so. Yeah. So what it is it's microorganisms that are fermenting in the sap, so it's rotting. It's rot
right.
that is happening. It could be, again, it happens a lot in like stressed trees. Sometimes in like heat stressed areas uh-huh. that could be that bring it on. And again, also like the compact soils, if it's really next to like a road or an area where it's driven on or next to a house, etc.
Uh-huh.
There also could be damage from like lawnmowers or trimmers that are hitting around it. That could be opening up some of it. But okay. there really is no cure to this. With a tree that you said has such a large trunk, it could go through this for a number of years, 10, 15, 20 years. And it kind of gets to that point where you say, all right, can I deal with that smell for that long? it might have to be cut down, unfortunately. Like I said, there's really no cure. You could try to stimulate it with like a fertilizer, but the thing about it is you'd never be able to put enough fertilizer into a tree that has that big of a root system that would make a difference.
Right.
You almost have to have somebody come in with like a root injector to fertilize that way. But I'd tell you, a tree guy might come in, and if you're telling them to fertilize the tree, they might look at it and say, well, it's going to be cheaper for me long term just to cut this down. But I'm sure it being a tree that big, it's hard for me to even say to cut it down with a diameter that big.
Yes. Yep. And that's unfortunate. I mean, it's really, I don't want to say the showpiece of the yard, but I certainly wouldn't want it to go away. It would take away from
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I think one of the things really to do is just deal with it, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. What I might look to do is maybe have a tree guy come in, an arborist, come in and maybe prune the tree, right? Any of the areas that you saw some of the sludge coming on the branches that are up higher, cleaning those areas, and doing it enough where, you know, they are using like some sort of solution to clean the branches, whatever they're cutting it with after every cut. So if they're using like a chainsaw, you know, wiping it down or, you know, spritzing it with like an alcohol base, so that it seals off the wound in a nice way. But by getting rid of some of that dead, damaged branches that where this sludge was coming out of, it might help the tree, strengthen it a little bit. And it might end up being worth it. You know, start with somebody cleaning out the dead branches, thinning it out, getting rid of some of the cross branches on the tree and the affected areas, and then maybe that could help it long term.
Very good. Patrick, thank you so much for your input. I appreciate it.
No problem, Richard. I know it's a hard one. You know, when there's really no cure, you want to find something to help it.
Right.
Unfortunately, you know, there's not much you can do.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Richard. Have a great one.
Have a great day.
Uh-huh. You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some more calls on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Michael's in Lansing, Michigan.
Michael, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call, Patrick. In our yard, we seem to have a weed. This seems to grow to a height of 2 to 3 feet. It has thorns on it, and if you happen to prick a finger on one of these thorns, it burns for a short period of time. I've tried a mixture of white vinegar, salt, and then a squirt of dish detergent, and we've brushed that on the leaves of the plant. It seems to cause the leaves to curl, but that's only a temporary solution. It doesn't seem to have an effect on the total weed. And I was wondering if there was something else that might be more effective that I could use.
Okay. Now, this plant, you said it gets about almost 2 feet?
Yes.
Okay. You probably have what's called it's a type of nettle, burning nettle or like a stinging nettle. That's why it's burning your fingers when you try to pull it. You have that feeling, that sensation. That's its defense mechanism, to try and save itself from, insects or everything like that. Is it in the, like a vegetable garden or something, or is it just everywhere? Or?
No, it just seems to be in the yard. They seem to just pop up, and normally they're in an area where the lawnmower won't get them, and they're much, they're much too sturdy for a weed whacker to knock them down.
So it's almost like a woody structure to it. Okay. Yeah, that, so one of the things, you know, it's not easy to be using. When you use, like, the vinegar mixture, it almost looks like the plant comes back at you, and is it's almost like it's laughing at you. It's like that's all you got.
Yes, I know that feeling.
So it's not the easiest to do, and sometimes it calls for something a little bit stronger. Maybe like a, you know, some people will go as far as using like a glyphosate, which would be like the Roundup or Cleanup. You could also use like any product that has 2,4-D in it. 2,4-D is another product that is pretty powerful, but it's not as potent as like a glyphosate. So that could be one thing to be looking at. This is something where what you might need to do is almost like prune it out and then paint the chemical or the spray that you have on top of it. I can go over that a little bit more on the other side of the break, so I can give you all that information. So hang tight with me. We're going to take a break.
Thank you.
When we get back, we'll help out a little bit more with this weed that we have here. Phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working. We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry crack skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thanks for tuning in to the broadcast today. We'll be back next week, so stay tuned. And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line, so I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Diane is in East Canton.
Diane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a question about my squash plants. The blossoms seem to be dropping off and not producing fruit, and I don't know what I should do about it.
Okay. So one thing about squash, zucchini, summer squash, even into you get into like cucumbers, that type of thing that have the same type, is they will actually produce 10 flowers for every flower that produces a squash. Okay?
Okay.
So that is actually a natural occurrence. There are ways to help speed up the process of finding which ones are going to be, you know, producing the fruit. If you look at the flower on the ones that will produce the squash, right behind it, they'll have like a little, like very tiny squash, whereas the others will just be attached almost to the vine.
Sure.
If you see that is going to, that has the, you know, the squash on it, that's the female, the male is the flower. So you can actually help pollinate by taking the male flower and putting it into the female flower and producing it that way. You could also take a paintbrush and get the pollen off of the male flower and paint it onto the female flower. There's also there's a product called Tomato Set and Spy from Bonide. You can actually spray that to help pollinate it, but it is something that's natural. They're gonna drop. Like I said, it's like I believe it's 10 to 1.
That makes sense. I'm looking at them right now, and yesterday in a couple of days' time, I've noticed that, and I just thought I'd call just to be on the safe side of what was going on. But Patrick, I thank you for the information, and I'll just keep a watch on them.
Definitely. And with these, you know, this is the time of season with any squash that they start to get like powdery mildew as well. So just watch out for overwatering, water from the soil, etc. Because when we get into the humidity, where if water sits on top of it, lots of squash tend to have powdery mildew as well. Sure. So this is the time because it's producing the fruit, that, you know, the vegetables for you. So it's focusing on that. It's not going to focus on, you know, prevention of anything else. So just keep an eye out on how you water. And if you have to, thin out some leaves to let some air flow through there. If you start to notice any, like, that powdery mildew starting to pop.
Oh, good tip.
Okay.
I will watch it, and I like watering from the base anyway.
Perfect.
It's very convenient.
That's perfect.
I've got it right by my spigot, so there's no problem there. But
awesome.
Thank you very much, Patrick.
No problem, Diane.
Day.
Good luck. You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Got about a minute before the break. We can introduce the next guest. Nathan, who's up next?
Olga is in Cape Cod.
Olga, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you today? Olga, you there? All right. Seems like we're having a little technical difficulty. Maybe put us on hold because we had a little bit of a wait today. So to Olga if she comes back. But we're about like 45 seconds from the break, so I'll just keep going with it. One thing I do have to say I'm very jealous of right now. My wife took my two daughters and they're cherry picking. Right now, I've got some pictures of the two of them in there. Obviously, they're wearing their face masks, social distancing, but pretty cool. I've never been cherry picking, so I'm very jealous right now. The inner kid in me is very jealous. I'll get to eat the fruit when it gets home, so I'm excited about that. But for those out there, they're still, you know, picking fruit. There's probably a year where there's going to be more than most years prior. So, if you have questions, give us a call. Phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Demolition of what's left of the collapsed condo building in Surfside, Florida could begin as soon as today. Recovery efforts were suspended yesterday ahead of Tropical Storm Elsa. The remains of two more people were found in the rubble yesterday, bringing the total of confirmed deaths to 24. 121 are missing or feared dead. The storm is forecast to reach southern Florida as early as Monday. The storm has claimed three lives in the Caribbean. According to the Associated Press, a 15-year-old boy and 75-year-old woman died Saturday in the Dominican Republic. Elsa strengthened to a Category 1 hurricane on Friday, the first of the Atlantic season. It was downgraded to a tropical storm on Saturday. President Biden says he's not sure if Russia is behind the latest cyber attack to hit the United States. A Florida-based software management firm reported an attack on its systems. It's estimated that 200 companies have been compromised with ransomware. This is USA Radio News.
A social media company is making a big policy change.
Mike Fortier reports.
Pinterest announcing this week it will no longer post weight loss ads. The company says it wants Pinterest to be the place where everyone belongs, regardless of body shape or size. Pinterest, the first company to ban all weight loss ads on its platform, they encourage others to do the same. Ads promoting healthy lifestyles and habits or fitness services and products will still be allowed, though, provided they don't focus on weight loss. The National Eating Disorders Association applauds Pinterest, and it says it also hopes this encourages other companies to follow suit. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And Elsa weakened into a tropical storm Saturday as it moved through the Caribbean. The storm has slowed down as it passes between Haiti and Jamaica and is expected to make a turn north on Sunday, eventually moving through central Cuba and towards Florida. Forecasters expect it to move near or over the west coast of the state on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Thanks for tuning in to the broadcast today. We'll be back next week, so stay tuned.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of show left to answer all your gardening questions, so give us that call, and we will do everything we can to help you out. Starting to talk about it. It's going to be a beautiful day out there to get into the garden. So definitely do what you can to get out there and enjoy it, because there's hotter days on the horizon, right? So definitely get out there while you can and enjoy it. Take care of those little things. Take care of some of that pruning we've been discussing. You know, after things flower, get them pruned, cleaned up now so you won't have to worry about it later in the season. You know, do those things for the long term of the garden so you won't have to do them during the hot summer and you won't have to worry as much later on. You can just have fun outside, right? Now, before the break, you heard me discussing mosquito dunks from Summit. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit about them because they are very important to help, you know, with the helping slow the transmission of diseases, you know, like Zika, West Nile, those things, like I was saying. But they are very important to help clean up the mosquitoes that are, you know, harmful in the area. But there's some things that they also do. Some of their products also do. So if you're, you know, not really worried about the mosquitoes as much, the mosquito bits aren't just for mosquitoes. You can actually mix those into some of your house plants to work with, you know, fungus gnats. So that's a nice way. So it's a multiple use. It's not just, you know, for one item. So I like those products that have multiple uses so you can use them on other things. Now, I mentioned using these in areas where there's standing water, right? And, it, you know, we say bird baths, rain barrels, those types of things. When I talked with Randy Schultz from last year or the year before, he had brought up, look at your gutters as one of them, as one of those places that standing water can be. because we don't really think of it. We think that all of our, you know, gutters, you know, they go to that rain barrel, whatnot. But what if they, you know, there's some leaves that are caught into it? Then the standing water is going to be up above, and you've done everything everywhere. So it just reminds you, you got to clean those gutters to get that moving water up there so that it just doesn't sit and create the mosquito larvae, and it just sits there. So that's something to be thinking about. But like we said, you know, it can be used in ponds. It can be used in streams in the area, like this right next to the house, that if they have standing water, and it's not going to harm wildlife, the birds or fish, any of them. So it is safe to use. So something to really be looking at if you're going to be spending more time outside as well, so that way you can enjoy it and not get those pesky mosquitoes jumping on you. So our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said last week, I'm going to be transplanting my peony this year, since I will be moving out of the house by the end of the week. So I'm going to take it out this week. It's the perfect time because the temperatures are a little cooler. It just finished blooming, which is phenomenal blooms, yellow with a nice red center. So that was, I got to see it bloom fully, but now I'm going to be able to dig it up. And I have a decent-sized pot that I'm going to put it in. I'm going to keep it in that pot until I move into the new facility, the new house. So I'm just going to use the soil from the ground, try to get some of that thicker soil and let it sit in there, get as big of a root ball as I can to fit into that pot, and just constantly water. And do what I can, because this plant is phenomenal. Make a nice accent on any type of property. You know, I was always a shrub and tree type guy. I was just, that's what I knew, right? And then once you start to understand perennials more, like peonies, you know, your daylilies, your stilbies, your different ones for different areas, even all the way down to hostas, those are some of those accent plants that we can add for a lot less money, smaller plants, but bring in the accents throughout the year. Get the different colors, get the different sizes, etc. It's not about putting in big, strong shrubs and trees. Adding these, you know, isn't a huge thing on your budget or your wallet, but it can create some great looks in the yard later on. So definitely, you know, the more I've learned in the industry and in this, excuse me, I've found that perennials are a strong companion for all the shrubs and trees that you have in the garden. So definitely see what you can do. When I look at the perennials, I look at how they bloom at different times of the year. And they're not like an annual where, like a pansy at the beginning of the year, blooms and then it doesn't look like much. These plants can bloom and then their foliage can be part of it and look really cool. You know, even all the hostas, right? Their foliage throughout the year, they do have some of those flowers, but we're not using a hosta for the flowers like that. But what I'm saying is use those as your accents. Use them as the different foliage. The foliage can be a flower, in essence, versus it being, you know, the different flower. Because a lot of flowers only last a couple weeks. So, you know, look into perennials if you haven't. If you're looking to landscape to add something to it, you know, a little bit more than an annual, but a lot less than a tree and shrub. And they're going to come back year after year. And so they'll develop into your garden. And you won't constantly have to be adding annuals to get that splotch of color in there. So just something to really think about when you're doing some of your planting this year. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now,
we're getting into the heat of the summer, right? And this would be the great time to be thinning out the bases of your tomato plants. Those leaves that are close to the soil, thinning them out a little bit, taking them off, almost lollipopping the tomatoes to allow the airflow to go through, allow the moisture to hit the soil instead of stay on the leaves. So we're not looking at powdery mildew or different types of funguses or the blight later on. So those are some things you should be looking at doing at this point. Now, I do believe I heard Nathan in my ear say we did have a call. So, Nathan, who's up
next? Yes, Rick is in New Hampshire.
Rick, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Tuning in late, so I don't know if you've covered this subject already, but some time back you mentioned for Asiatic lilies,
yep,
those little red beetles.
Yes.
There's a product you can use to just, you know, spray, drain on it and soak the soil.
Yeah, so the Asiatic lily beetle, to use a product on there to control them needs to be done early in the season, needs to be done while the plant is starting to pop out of the ground. That product is called tree and shrub, annual tree and shrub. Bonide has it, as well as BioAdvance. They're the ones who had originally come out with the product. And that would be one to be using as you're starting to see your lilies start to pop out of the ground. For the Asiatic lily beetles that are out there at this time that are starting to eat your plants, I would look at using a product like 8 from Bonide. That product actually is a synthetic. It's pretty strong and will take care of those beetles. Yeah, it'd be a little late to be getting them to absorb into the plant to help keep them away for the season. So next spring, as everything's starting to sprout out, and it's a couple inches tall, that's when you would want to use it into the soil to mix into it.
All righty. Well, thank you very much.
No problem, Rick. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And like I've said a number of times, it's a beautiful day out there, so get out there and enjoy it. We're going to get some more heat soon, so, you know, get it while you can out there to enjoy the garden in the cooler temperatures. So definitely get out there today if you can. Maybe get to the local garden center. It might be a little bit easier to walk around when it's cooler, so you're not just sweating and dying and saying, "All right, I just got to get out of here." Get in there and enjoy it. That, you know, going into any of the garden centers that have greenhouses, right? Those are tough to get in to when you know it's 60. Or it's 80, 90 degrees. Those are the ones that you're like, all right, I could do without going in there. Today's a great day to do that, to walk around that garden center and enjoy it and see what's there, see what you can be doing for the summer months, right? Getting ready for that summer so you can enjoy it at home if you're going to stay home. I know a lot of people are going to be going on vacation this year once, you know, a lot of the regulations have come down. So you can actually get out there and enjoy yourself a little bit more. But let's not forget about our plants and just go on vacation. And last year we spent a lot of time, we took care of those plants, we fertilized throughout the season. We don't want to stop that because we want the long term of the plant's health to stay. So continue to feed. Continue to fertilize the lawn. You know, about time to use step 3, your third application, maybe a little bit later. You can still put down your broadleaf weed control in a granular form for the lawn. Still time to be doing that. But don't forget to keep feeding your lawn and your garden. The hot sun, the hot summer is going to weaken your plants, weaken your lawn. And it's not going to weaken it where it's going to get sick or things like that. It's just not going to be as strong. If you want to establish the lawn or establish your plants for the long term,
continuing to feed during the summer and taking care of them as you build them up is very important. And continuing to feed them into the fall and then later into the season, also very important. You're going to hear us talking about that a lot in the fall, is feeding multiple times in the fall to help your lawn develop through the winter. You know, you're not going to see green growth, but the roots are still searching for food at that time. So continuing throughout is going to keep your plants, your lawn, on a healthy dose so that they continue to absorb this all year long and be ready for the seasons to come. Give us a call with any questions. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Hello, I'm your bio-advanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weedin' Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weedin' Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weedin' Feed from bio-advanced science-based solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thanks for tuning in to the broadcast today. We'll be back next week, so stay tuned. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Save that number for next week so we can help you out at that point. Because I know we only got a few minutes left and I got a call on the line at this point. So let's go with that. Nathan, who's up next?
Wade is in central Vermont.
Wade, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, I'm looking for some help with my pear trees.
Okay.
I've got two of them, and because you need them for cross-pollination, the only problem is they bloom 2 weeks apart. Now, this year I've tried putting ash around the one that's later to try to melt the snow faster.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, I've shoveled snow on it to try to stop it. And it didn't seem to work. I was just wondering if you had any suggestions of how to increase one and decrease the other.
Well, so there's no real way to stop nature with what it's going to do. There really isn't. Everything you've kind of tried has kind of worked at that point. You know, I'm sure there's parts of it that will almost kind of run into each other, smaller parts, to allow it to do that, to cross-pollinate.
Mm-hmm.
You do have the two that match, right? You looked it up and said, all right, these are the two that I need.
Yes, and okay. We're a solid four up here, so there aren't too many that actually make it.
So, have you just not had any fruit develop or just very little fruit?
Well, this year, very few flowers, actually.
Okay.
And we did get some late frosts that hit some of them. But
yeah. Now, did you also, in the past, have you had fruit or is it just, are they young plants and that's one of the things?
They're young. They're maybe 2-inch stems. They're probably 6 or 8 years old.
Okay.
10 feet tall.
So it's going to take them, to that point, that 8-10 years where they'll really get some good development growth on them for flowers and for fruit. What I would look to do early spring, when the ground starts to thaw there, is hit both of them with like a super phosphate. Okay, early in the season, like a 0.18.0 or 0.44.0.
Right.
You hit them both because that can boost both of them at the same time to give them some great development on it. I think that could help you see some of the flowering both at the same time,
okay,
because they might just try to turn around and be, together, right? So that's what I would be looking to do early spring. The other thing, this is, maybe cutting a branch from the one that takes 2 weeks later, it takes 2 weeks longer to flower.
Mm-hmm.
Cutting a branch off of that and bringing it inside and trying to force it a little bit earlier by putting in like a vase of water.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can almost time it so it flowers at the same time. From there, what I would do is then bring that vase of branches out and stick it right next to that other pear tree that is flowering so that you're getting that cross-pollination a little bit.
Right.
It might work with one and just help that one produce more fruit. And then maybe trying to keep the, a branch from the other and keep it to do that for the other one that's 2 weeks later. So like a combination of making some cuttings to do that might help. And
maybe
the super phosphate.
Put the later one maybe in a fridge?
Yeah, put it like I get a wet paper towel
and
put it on the fresh cut, put it in the refrigerator so it kind of pushes it a little bit. And then when it's about time to go, really force it inside with a lot of heat and light.
Right.
And then do the same thing with that one to help pollinate it. But I think maybe trying to fertilize both of them at the same time early spring could really help it to push the growth on both of them at the same time.
Okay. Well, we got another year to try.
Definitely. And, usually it does develop as it gets older, it will develop more and be stronger for you. So I think you're in for some good future with it.
All right.
All right, Wade, thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll try it.
Have a great one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that's going to wrap us up for today. Great show. Lots of great questions. Lots of fungus out there, so I guess there is a fungus among us, right? All right, I'll leave my jokes till next time. But anyways, have a great week, everyone. Enjoy the cooler weather. Get out there, plant something, and as always, be good to each other. We're all the same. Be good to each other and treat us all the same. We love you guys. We'll see you in a couple weeks, next week.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.